Tuesday, September 5th. In the office at San Clemente this morning, the big problem was the Olympic disaster where the Arab guerrillas captured a group of Jewish hostages. We had a lot of checking back and forth on that as to strategy. President moved with a statement of horror and joined with Israel in urging the games be suspended. The story went along as the day developed with a lot of conflicting reports. Remarkable coverage by ABC live on television from by satellite. And the day ended up with a discovery that they'd all been killed. The president talked to Rabin and called me at 11:30 tonight at home. Said that he wanted to have a meeting with Haig and Rogers in the morning and Kissinger at 8:30. That it now appears all the hostages were killed. And Rabin says this will point up to the world what terrible people the other people are. President says we should see how it develops tomorrow, that it may be a great sense of outrage and sympathy, and that he may have to take some action, such as going to the memorial service. He makes the point that any international event that overrides McGovern's whining and carping helps us in the long haul. On the plane to San Francisco and then to Washington, we got into quite a bit of discussion on political strategy. He feels that we've got to low profile any Senate activity or congressional support activity now, that we must not talk about carrying the Congress. We shouldn't raise the issue because this also gives rise to the landslide concept. And in a meeting with Finch on the plane, he made the point that we should not talk about changes in the cabinet. We should just say we'll have no discussion of this before the election, that the president has ordered there not be any discussion by anyone, that no commitments have been made and none will be made. Also, we need to get across the point that for any Republican candidate, 10-point margin would be a landslide. He makes the point that since last July in the China announcement, he hasn't been out to the country at all, that all the gains we've made have been done on TV with China, Russia, May 8th, etc. He got into the advertising thing. He doesn't want us to use any billboards because it looks too rich. Wants us to play with the idea of the new majority. On scheduling, got into the idea of a breakfast with Mansfield, or Mansfield and Albert. Wants to be sure the public schedule looks busy. Feels that there's a real question of whether he should do any traveling. We got into the Rogers flap over Kissinger's tour and the real question of whether a grand tour is a good idea on the PR side. The president wants me to talk to Rogers about what he can accomplish by talking to the president, since he's demanded to see him tomorrow morning. He had Haig in, and we discussed that further. Henry had gone back on another plane. The president raises the problem of Rogers seeing Pompidou and Heath and wondering whether maybe we ought to cancel those two parts of his trip. Got into some scheduling ideas for the family, hoping to get them into all states, and I reviewed the whole family scheduling thing with him. Felt that we ought to modify our key state theory and hit other states to force McGovern into those places where he has no chance. He raised the idea of doing a motorcade into a place like Providence or Atlanta and then holding a regional press conference, but agreed that we should hold off on that for a while. And although I think he's really kind of itching to get out and on the road. San Francisco thing went reasonably well. No major developments there. End of September 5th.